December 15, Christmas and Common Birth by Ann Riddler. Christmas declares the glory of the flesh, and therefore a European might wish to celebrate it not at midwinter, but in spring when physical life is strong, when the consent to live is forced even on the young. Juice is in the soil, the leaf, the vein, sugar flows to movement in limbs and brain. Also, before a birth nourishing the child, we turn again to the earth with unusual longing, to what is rich, wild, substantial, scents that have been stored and strengthened in apple lofts, the underwash of woods and in barns, drawn through the lengthened root, pungent in cones, while the fir wood stands waiting, the beech wood aspiring even in a different silence and breaking out in spring with scent, sight, sound, indivisible in song. Yet if you think again, it is good that Christmas comes at the dark dream of the year that might wish to sleep ever. For birth is awaking, birth is effort and pain, and now at midwinter are the hints, inklings, sodden primrose, honeysuckle greening, that sleep must be broken. To bear new life or learn to live is an exacting joy. The whole self must waken. You cannot predict the way it will happen or master the responses beforehand, for any birth makes an inconvenient demand, like all holy things. It is frequently a nuisance, and its needs never end. Freedom it brings. We should welcome release from its long, merciless rehearsal of peace. So Christ comes. At the iron, senseless time comes to force the glory into frozen veins. His warmth wakes green life glazed in the pool, wakes all calm and crystal trance with the living pains. And each year, in seasonal growth is good, year that lacking love is a stale story at best. By God's birth, our common birth is holy. Birth is all at Christmas time and holy blessed.